们是比较是为了感情真的sort of stop from getting subtle, but last time stop from getting. The Gemara was basically the size, the sheer of a room of a cheder in the gate in the Zizah. The Gemara, and that Gemara Manalas, the Sukkah that I've learned, it says that certain things have to be assigned in Dalad Dalad. And the list of cases, one of the cases is Sukkah, that's not Sukkah and a Mezuzah, it's not Dalad Dalad, it's Potter, Potter from Mezuzah. You have to have a Bayit of Dalad Dalad. Now, we showed him Klara Shiloh, what does it mean, Dalad Dalad? Means the shetach, the area, has to be 16. What does it mean that each side has to be at least dalad dalad? Again, is it that we at least have a square 4x4? And more than that, it's poshet, but it has to be squared 4x4? Or the area 16, for example, 8x2 would be a case of 16. So, come along with the Rambam. The Rambam writes by Rambam Zuzo. The Urkai, the Yoyser, from the Rafai, the length is more than the width, it's a rectangular room. The Lachin is to be higher. Because you have a reveya of dalad by dalad. So what does that mean? It comes from the Rosh, from some of the base places. The Rosh says it means, basically, you have any rectangular room, that even though it's not 4x4, it's less than that. But since it's 8x2, for example, therefore, since it's a reveya, the shetach of 16, there's a room higher for it. That's how the Rosh understands Rambam. But since it's down that way, the going over here also, Mishnah Berurah, the Bach, they understand the side over here of the Rambam is, that even though the length is more than the width, but the longer you have Kedei Reveya to square it, you have the area of 16, therefore you'll be high for the Mitzad Mezuzah.
Is this
the first of the Shalom in Kirso, the Dalad al Dalad or Dalad. The second, either way, could lead the way. So we're trying to point
out. Ignore Reveya and Sukkah and try to figure out the circle of Sukkah, the sizes from the area of 4x4. The very thing is, if we do that in Sukkah, it's from the area, not by the
I hear you saying more than five of days, but I don't have to see the figure why it's not right. It can't be my because I know my sister also Machlokes. Right? Well, also Machlokes Mogav and we pass in the square. We pass in the formula square. I'm not sure right there. Another way to understand the Rambam is how the Kaz of the Nilkha Sukkah brings down the Rambam by help. He says, the words of Rambam says, the Arka Yosem Erachoi, the length is more than width, as long as it's 4x4, it means, even though it's 20x4, as long as you have 4x4, the mice will be higher. Shad Rambam is not the length more than the width, and you're left with one side less than 4. The words of Rambam is, when the length is more than the width, and you have Kedei Reveya 4x4, you're left over at each side at least 4x4, then we higher. And therefore it says, even though the Rambam says it has, also, you need at least 4x4, it could be rectangular, it could be 100x4, but you need an each side 4. So the Machlokes is kind of the same Pshat and the Rambam, and the Chazish says that Ikweh is like the Chaz, and says that even though the Rambam, the only way to Machayyah, the Daf give at least 4x4, even though it's rectangular. So where Machlokes is what Pshat in the Rambam? Maisa, after Rishonim, is a Riaz, of course, the way like the Rambam, at least like the Rambam. The Russian says that the Riaz says, even though it's 8x2, the Maisa you'll be high for it, because the ik is the area. That's the Mechaba Paskin. The Mechaba says the ik is that way. As long as the area is 16, it'll be Mechui for it. The Chai Paskin's way. Atala Shani. Even though the Rosh understands the Ram that way, the Gedder is the area. The Rosh himself says, you might see Dalad Dalad Mamish. The Talmidim and the Rebbe Yochanan goes that way. And Makal Yidah Poiskin. Aloha. The Shach comes over and says, you have to Chush with all Shitas. And therefore he says you should kveya b'li bracha, or make a bracha on something else, and have a dash in this mezuzah. And that's the mice of the place we go, the chayodim, the rachel shulchan, the rov b'likas form. They pass into machloikas, the pashas between the Rosh and the Rambam, or at least be machloikas between the Rosh and the Riyaz. And therefore since it's machloikas, the call of the numerous cases by mezuzah is, we machmim tzak kveyas mezuzah, sof gerayt mokomro, we tzak bracha, the bracha is namaakir, therefore sof of bracha lahakal, and therefore what will be anything that is only the area is 16, but it's not 4x4 mamish, the loch is you'll be conveyed without a bracha. Now, some of the place can say, even though the loch is conveyed a bracha, but let's say a case we think is 8x2 is the area of Mukhivin Mezuzah. Let's say it's 16x1, or let's say it's going to be 30 by a half an inch. Is that itself also going to be Mukhivin for the math? Half an amma. If we have it or not, to come along the different sforum, sorry, for the tshuva, the atkoshim, they say one side has to be at least either 6 or 7 tvachim. They're coming from sukkah, because sukkah, the kedru is, you have to have a zayin al zayin. That's a dear arai. Less than that is not even a dear. Lush made your cloud. To mechayv mezuzah, you need dollar dollars, that's a dear kvar. Less than zayin on one side is not a dear at all, there's no shame dear. Well, less than 6, you want to take a 6 to the dear, but 2 plus another kefa. The person's a 6. Between 6 and 7, fokum, and the times by whatever, by 50 amas and mechayv. However, less than that, if you don't have that, you'll be potter according to all sheetahs, even those who hold the one of the choshes for the riyaz and says you need the getter in the era, might at least one side has to be the whole focus and amal. Now, what's very good is how exactly do you count the 16? Again, we're mapping to be the era of 16. What do we count with it? What don't we count with it? Example, a newest room, again, my kid's bedroom, very simple, we have built-in bench. It takes away from the room, it takes away from me six by Dalam, takes away the ear of 16 Amis. Now what does it get out of Amis? My colleague, the Polish people, the Moshe goes 7 feet 1 inch. But the Lalocha Pash means 6 to 8, every Machlum is about 6 towards 8 feet. Or 7 centimeters, you have to ask for English people. But between the 6 and 8 feet, the Moshe goes 7 feet. But with that broth, you have to also go find exactly how far the Machlum is making, but the 6 of the Amis is easier. Lalocha, you have to have again, the area of Shetach has to be 16 Amis. Things that are built into the count, don't they count? Again, I have beds built in, I have closets built in, I have cabinets in my kitchen that are built in. And people count and do not count the cabinets, it comes out of the kitchen, we'll have to replace the mezuzah mitzvah. So my sister, my colleague, the Poyskin, the Moshavim comes along and says, anything that's built in, such called Poyskin, it's the shimush of the room, and therefore it doesn't make a difference whether you can remove it, you plan to remove it, or it stays in there, the chilik of the room, and you sell it, we sell your kitchen with the cabinets, no one tells you the size is smaller, it's bigger, and therefore it does count to dollar, that's kind of changing. Those who disagree, without culture, make the shema'at, kind of not good things that you plan to maybe move once in a while, like refrigerator you plan to move once in a while. If you do move, roll things, you have things behind it. However, things that are built in, you never plan to move, like your cabinet, well, when that counts. Now, I'm not exactly sure where exactly putting my built-in beds and my kids, where is that fit in? Because part of the shemush of the room is, even though it's built in, I'm never going to move it, it can't be moved. But that's part of the shemush of the room, the kids sleep there. So, the first one can have the cabinets, a separate halic that you put in the cupboard, something to be part of the room. But my kids go through the room, so I'm not sure if that's going to be nichol in Nachmach Mirim, built in that part of the room. What's that called? The shimush of the room would be halic of the room. My whole place is exactly things that are built in are nichol or not nichol. Some discuss it depends if that be 10 tefachim tall, not 10 tefachim tall. But my whole is the place can come along, they kind of know that it's my whole. And either you ask the Rav to do it, I'll have Rafa Shavai, but the Avadi should be Kveil, the whole part is without a Rafa. The Avadi should put on the Mezuzah. My colleague, Masham says it never counts. Avadi, you would have to put in the Rafa. Make a, you would have to put in the Mezuzah. The Shalom only is not Rafa. Rafa is not clear.
What's the Tzara?
The Tzara is the Maisa. Measure room. You have covers that are built in. Is that part of the room? Look at the Shetak on the floor. It's not there. The floor is smaller. The room itself without an Amma, the covers are built in, there's now one Amma, there's a hallway between, there's only two Ammas. The place that you walk, where your chelik is less than that. It's an example, let's say the room is 2x2, and you put the covers into the wall. A Bible no one is telling you that part of your room, it's the wall now. So here you built it into the room, so it's built in, to take away from the shatter somehow. So again, there's certain things you can take as part of the room itself. Again, like the kids' beds, I think mama should part of the room.
You put them in before you move in.
You put them in before you move in.
And why is
they not? Oh, the problem would be not only that, but you put them in after you move in, maybe you have to switch where to put the mezuzah, which side of the door goes. What's up again? But if what's the shikul daf? How do you look at it? If you look at the stamp, you are stamptious, mitzad the aerial. If you have a stamptious that is more than 4x4, but the ear of is less, so my area is less. So what we also there is not built in, and there and you can move it. Again.
But
it's not going to be the same shadow.
Yeah,
but you only move it, why? Because you have option to move it. That's why you won't move it without moving it. So it's all the same shadow, again, the possible about how exactly look at it. Again, if you ask me, a washing machine to me is not built in. It's not part of it. You move it. Refrigerator is not built in, the cabinet is built in. The only thing, therefore I don't look at built in, not built in, except for something that's part of the room. Again, like bed, I don't think you know it's built in. That's your shimush of the room. I don't hear how it cannot be part of the room. Again, you have to go again, the body is kveil. Vashal is mitzav bracha, not mitzav bracha. Vasham doesn't care. Vasham says, built into anything you want, you, it still counts part of the room.
Why does it have to be taken away from the cover, say, 4x4 and not the door?
Yes. So that's what we're going to look like. I mean, that's in my kitchen is really a T-shape. So the whole front also is, I don't think, I'm not sure about anywhere over 4x4 mamash, but the T is at the end, which is long, I don't think it's one, the width is 4x4. But then the other end with the T is where all the cabinets are, fine, stay where the cabinets also is not valid. So also you're going to work these things out, I'm asking. Fine, that's mitzvah, the size 4x4. It comes out, l'alokha vadi 4x4. If it's less than that, a vadi potter, the shell is clear, the shatter, the nana shatter, and how exactly counted, it might have space to do things that are built in. Next thing is, come over a place and we discuss something that's less than 4x4. Pashas, until Kamlum Kivega and Kumudanil, place can point out, no one mentions among the Rishonim that the place can be in anything less than 4x4 should be high. What should be high? If it says bias. The Gemara says bias has to be that 4x4. Less than that, we see no man mocked in Mechari. Kamlum the Pesach Chuvah and Kivega, then Mechari even case in less than 4x4. And I'd like to divide up into three different cases. Each case is a separate case, except that they're always going to overlap and knock into each other. First case, come on, come with Daniel, brought down by the Pesach Teshuvah. His first case is basically you have a base shower, any hallway. You have a hallway leading into a room. A room, the base shower is basically you walk into your apartment. A lot of people have platforms, landings. Now there, it's less than 4x4. Is that area the less than 4x4 that the Pesach leads into this area in Mechayiv Mezuzah or not?
The Gemara is talking about base shower, the base shower is 4x4.
More than 4x4, yes. Yeah. Now, those who are being right, the Gemara, anyone who has been right, the Lord says the other way around. The Gemara says you have no right. Which adds a smaller place, in fact, it's cotton, but not less than 4x4. Now, let's say the Beishad is less than 4x4, what's the halacha? It's coming from Mujaniel, and he says that since Lamaisa, we had a makloik in Siv Zayin, what's the halacha of the Beishad in and of itself? The Gemara in Yuma says Beishad is cotton, bayit, Beishad is cotton. We have a Gemara in Menachos says Beishad is hayiv. Come on, the Sages of Siv Zayin bring down this Machloikis, who is the Steelers of Gemara, and bring down the Machloikis, show them how to answer it. The Rambam answers. The Sages, when the Beishad is opening up to a house, then, since the house is Machloikis, the Beishad is Machloikis. That's the Rambam Shito. Rashi Shito is no Beishad, it's Rabbanon. Come on, the Machabit, Siv Zayin, you pass him the Ikka like the Rambam, a Beishad is Machloikis when it opens up to a house. So the whole Machayiv of Beishad is what? Not Mitzah itself. Mitzah itself of Beishad is Potter. The house is Chayiv. Since the Beisha opens up the house, the Beisha is before you mitzvah the house. If so, come to the Chumash Neil and says, since the Olam Mechayiv of the Beisha is mitzvah the house, the house is dollar dollar. Beisha can even be less than dollar dollar. But since the whole Mechayiv is mitzvah the house, Shabbai, the house is Mechayiv, so now the Beisha is a topple to the house, the Beisha is also Mechayiv. I said dollar dollar, who cares? But the Mechayiv is what? The house is the Mechayiv. The house is 4x4, you have your mangas house, you have something leaning into the house, the whole way it does, it's out of the house. So, comes out that any hallway, Ladaka hallway, is any marpeset, any dina, any nafsadr, all these cases go down to Zayin, that the Rambam and the rear for those goes, the email, the eshkol, the hold, that then Mukhuyim, not mitzad itself, the Mukhuyim is the house. If the house is dal dal, the Beishad Mukhuyim also. Sorry? There's more than that for Beishar. The Gemara has a couple cases, like three cases, Beishar, Pesach, and the Gemara has three cases. And the cash is Steelers Gemara, and the Shem answers, open up their house. It's a separate entity, but the Chayim inside the house. Therefore, it is double Mechuyim, why is Mechuyim inside the house? But it is double Mechuyim inside the house. Therefore, Shash and Sukkah, that will obey things right to hold this way also. Masham and Shuva pass this way, and a Moshe pass this way. Well, you must question Paschim. This first Kamuzniel, the Maestri Paschal of the Maestro, I want to say, Abad and Mukhoyu Paschus with Rocha. I saw a training from Kugan Shuva in Kiyas Faisal. He writes over there, he quotes the Kamuzniel and says, Zero Toys Gomer. Then he goes on having some other choice words for the Kamuzniel and says, very stark, Abad cannot be so, Chashashashom, the face of the thing, Abad and Mukhoyu. And he said it basically him and that such him, Mikash Maas. It's better than it has to be a room to Mechuyiv. This is a hole in the wall. This is less than 4x4 as a hole. There's no Pesach, there's no doorway. It's like going into a bath. It doesn't count as a room. Shoot the Beishah as Mechuyiv inside the house. The Beishah has to be an entity of it by itself. By itself is a hole in the wall. A hole in the wall, why not Mechuyiv for it? That's my son Machloikis. So come down Machloikis, that place came by a Beishah opening up their house. What is that law for? The avad al halacha can come over place, and the avad should be after mikveh mezuzah. Well, because the ikab halacha is like chamudimil, but we have the suffix, some derais, avad mikveh mezuzah. Only sound that to do with the bracha or without the bracha. Is a Moshe brought down in the Ola Yeshua, he says even with the bracha, you have to make a bracha. How about the Maestro, Masham and Shubha, he says, no, the Maestro, he says, even though the ikka, that's good, they'll bring down the Acholkin, therefore the Masham says, you should not make a bracha, therefore the Tzav HaChofma, and Dain Fisher, and Shubha, and the Chalim of Hadar, all they say, you should not make a bracha. Not make a bracha. A lot of people have been, but not make a bracha. We come back again, on the first case, if anybody shower, any hallway, it opens up, basically, any time going to a bottom building, a lot of times the floor is less than 4x4, at least, even if it is 4x4, in this area, the floor is not 4x4, by the square, get the valve of the shallow, the body has to be clear, the mezuzah, a shell gets that bracha, the person wants to say you should not make a bracha, but body has to be clear, the mezuzah. It's one case, the bispet shuva. The second case goes on the bispet shuva, chamudil, a second yisoid, which is not a separate entity from pashtus. What happens if the room itself is chazi l'shtamshus? This room itself is a small room, it's less than $1,000. It might say it's ready for its own use. For example, I have a maestro maksan that's on somebody else's roof. No man's land. Maksan is outside, standing by itself. It's less than 4x4, both directions. Is it maklid mezuzah b'pasim mezuzah? Basically, in Shulchan Aruch's terminology, they have a case of a lul, a chicken coop, or a beis ha'oyster, beis ha'tevet. All these cases, in and of itself, maestro is less than 4x4. However, if it's stamshus, it's made to hold straw. It's made to be a warehouse. It's made to be a chicken coop. In and of itself, maestro is right, it's stamshus. But less than 4x4. Is the story of a biasing 4x4 because why? Because a house isn't 4x4, you can get it's not a way to be a house. Is that the story? If so, anything that's really for the stamshus, like for example, chicken coop. Chicken coops are not 4x4, they're less than that. If that's so, it's really for the stamshus, the Torah doesn't tell you it has to be 4x4. The Torah tells you what has to be really for the stamshus. Your house, less than 4x4, is not really for the stamshus. A chicken coop, less than 4x4 is way less tamshus. A base oyster maksan, less than 4x4 is way less tamshus. Is that the story? Come on, with Neil, they want to kind of display this what? Way less tamshus. That's the story of the Mechayiv. The Mechayiv is not the spy, it's 4x4. The Mechayiv is that's way less tamshus. A house less than 4x4 is not way less tamshus. A base oyster less than 4x4 is way less tamshus. He said, I'll bring your eye to it. The Rosh Hashanah will get to it. The locker is something that's Makura. It has to be Makura. It has to have a roof on top of the house. Why? The house has a roof, not the house. Maisa Chotzer, about the Chayiv Mezuzah, more than the Chayiv Mezuzah. Shachat Davis, I might have no roof to it, says the Rosh. Why? The house, to make it Roilish Tamshus, has to have a roof. A Chotzer to make Roilish Tamshus does not have to have a roof. He said it was Roilish Tamshus.
Or is that the Shomer in the Chayiv
Mezuzah? If that's the way how it is, that's a Derech.
Well, he said all that.
Not what he himself, if that's a Derech Olam, people would say, yes.
This
concept. Let's feed this Indian. Therefore, Kamal Chamud Neil says, if it's relish tamshus, less than 4x4 arrives from the Rosh, you'll be chayav upon the mezuzah. Also, again, the Masham and Shuvah brings it down in Chalkat Yaakov, and the Eimer Kroacha, the Dinah Weishen Choshes, Chesha Eifer said that to Menag Oilom. Now, this Indian is the Masham of Yimachmer, Yitzad Chamud Neil, Yitzad Chod Relish Tamshus. That means Be'etra right now, Maksan, which God has done the mezuzah, which we know that I think I should put off the mezuzah. Yitzad Chamud Neil, the Maishas, less than 4x4, the Ketim Maksan that's outside. But how about Kozulish Tamshus, that's how they sell it. It's actually a big Ketamak Sam, but my sense how they sell it. Kozulish Tamshus. Cool, we sell Kamud Neh, Bechai of Mezuzah. Asada Shani. What? This is not my, first of all, it's not my, I'm not coming off the porch, so I'm not, we cannot be Bechai of each other Tamshus. I cannot be Bechai of Beishar. He won't walk through, it's his house. It's his Beishar, it's not going to my Masan, it's a lot. I'm looking at the Maksan itself. This is mamish a case of the Chamud Neil. Chamud Neil is not discussing if it's based oyster in the field. It's a separate Indian. Again, the first Chamud Neil is a base shire. The second Chamud Neil is Chosr Shamsus. A little by itself, a base oyster by itself, a base heaven by itself. So I got to have an album. I have Maksan standing by itself.
You put it on the way in.
What? You put it on the way in on the right side. Oh, for this reason, on the right side. I only have a problem, I have no door closing. I told Jeffy, if I put up, how to do it. That's something else. But, I don't know, I have to think about how I'm going to do it when I do it. But, if I do it. Fine, that's the Chamud Neil. Atah Shen again, Kamal Yad Katana, go down with the fist between myself earlier. He says, by the case of a little chicken coop, he says, Parshit, these are sides of $1,000. Now the Maaseh B'Ketuv brings on both, side of the Mudnil and side of the Akitano. Of course, it's still, I don't know how to answer B'Ketuv. Well, the Maaseh is very clear. The Mudnil writes a lul, not Nidal V'Dalal, Dal V'Dalal. Yes, B'Ketuv brings down that you do need Dal V'Dalal, the Akitano. Of course, it's still, people discuss it, I don't leave it in the kasha. Maaseh B'Chayotam says a lul, Nidal V'Dalal, the Kitta says it that way, Abinazir also has some choice words about this concept that you do not need. That you do need mezuzah, you also said the body means that you don't need mezuzah from a concept of minigah oilam, chadnus, and remoisha. They say, Allah is no, the mice is circle, so what you say, two years later is why. One reason to pass you, they kind of, so he says bias. Bias is 4x4. True, you're choosing to use it as an oyster, says our phaser. However, the machayim is a bias, something that you dwell in. If you use it as an oyster, since you can clear out the oyster and put your house inside, so machayim betas your house. Ah, you don't have your house inside. Fine, you take it away your house. You put in your wood inside. You put the chicken inside. But machayim is house. It's your house. It's machayim. You're choosing not to use it as a house, but it has to have the column of a house. It's one way of saying it. Another way they want to argue is the betas itself. Of course, the hole in the wall itself is actually as the doorway, but not room. Two different reasons they want to argue. And one thing about that will prove it all. Again, the ma'aser very hard to agree. The machon is on both sides. The other person on both sides. Before we just said clearly, the son of bracha, we said bracha. So before you should not make a bracha. And this is the Ben Ishkai, right? You bring down the two sides. It says you have to put up a mezuzah. We said some the right from chumlo. We said bracha to not make a bracha. And therefore comes out the poskim because it's ador, Dain Fisher, Yishua Shakur, and others, Yishua Tosh and others. They kind of you have to put up a mezuzah without a bracha. Again, unless you go to the sugya and you have a bracha, it tells you what to do. Before the clearly upset is Yeshua Rakhia. You can make a again, either ask your rabbi or make yourself to say that otherwise, before to have the kviya before the machon to do the you have to put up a bracha before you cannot make a bracha. A third case over here. Okay, we'll come out with different cases and we'll work out the cases that apply everything. But just go through the three cases again. There's one chamud near mitzad beis shar, living in Chanel. The second chamud near mitzad fuzz mishamshes. Together, not fully there, but they'll overlap. A third case is a kivager. Come on, Kivager, and you kind of, let's say you have a small room going off a big room. But basically, anyone who has a, going to a house, you have any small room going off a big room? A dead end. Let's say it's a dead end room. We'll get to that, because there's going to be a problem. Maybe for the show. I want to look at cases without getting enough other sheep, other cases. Any dead end room, in it by itself, what's the luck on that case? Come on, Kivager wants kind of, shoot me, tell you, myself, it's possible to $1,000. However, the maestro, take away, make believe, it's outside. And mitzad is the outside, let the mechayev the door, not mitzad, he goes into that dead end room. Mitzad goes from the dead end room, the small room, to the inside of the big room. Mechayev, why? A vast room is what's all, nothing is meaningless. So let's take it out, it's outside. If it's outside, one room please, for it, please go into the big room. And put a mezuzah there, mitzad the big room. They want to bring it down to a riyaz, that way the victim is it a riyaz discussing. The riyaz does say a case with a small room, the question is what is this case? Does it mean less than $1,000? Does it mean in between two big rooms? Inshallah, it means. The Maaseh B'Kivager says, you should be Mukhayyib, the Bizantine and Shuba that says that way, or Shulchan Pasul that way, the Stifler, the Chadnish, the Biskirov, they all pass like this of Kivager that says a small room in Mechayyib, not the Tzad itself. Mechayyib says, if you go into the big room, you make it into a case of Abir. And said, Sarasheni again, Shlom Kubber, Meshuvah there. Also, he says, Poshitim, Avada, this room is nothing, it's meaningless, before Ba'alma, doesn't count. The Kishu Barak says, it's from Tmur, the some of the time said, it's not Minig Olam, the Lekoydish, the Oyd, and Moshe also kind of, Poshitim, the only time is, Moshe also says, the Kiregi, the other Tmur, it says, the Abir, the Maitra, how in the world do you walk into this room? There's no way to walk in from the back. It's better than the small room, no way to walk in. There's a big room to the small room. That's the answer. That's the only way. How in the world can you hide inside a big room? There's no way to come in from the small room to the big room. It's not possible. The only way to do it is through the big room. That one can be hiding in. What?
No, it's
nothing. It's either one big room or it doesn't count. It's one or the other. They can't even hide inside a big room. That's the answer. No, but that's the answer over there. But Danny Sol also has small. They come and say, again, either Makmim will say 100%, and other Makim says it's one small. Again, look for the locha, come on the Ben Ishkai, of course, both of them, and Zofa saying you saw it. And the Chad Alocha, the Zofa, the Yeshua, the Yeshua, unless again, the Yeshua, we don't see you well. Otherwise, the person is passionate after my Yeshua, who you have to put up in the Zofa. It's not broken to the Ben Ishkai, but we don't put up in the Brocha. And therefore, it's possible. What? Oh, well, that we're going to get to. We'll first come up with the three cases, and then we'll get the case of the locha. Once it comes up, basically, what came out right now, we have three cases, the Pokemon, a page of God. again, we have the base of Shar, Mordeneel, before he has put up with Arabrapa. We have the case of a Shtamshus, has owned a Shtamshus, and before he has put up with Arabrapa. And we have a third case of a small room going off into a big room. Now, with that, let's try to apply it to different cases to understand how to apply the Lachom Maestro. Different rooms, very simple. Numerous people have a walk-in closet. People have walk-in closets. My sister has walk-in closets. American people have walk-in closets. Most places, granted, I don't really have much space for it. But let's say you have a walk-in closet. What's the law in that case? So let's push. If it's more than 4x4, it's very simple. 4x4, you put on the mezuzah, going into a walk-in closet like any other room. And on the shamshus, it's created by itself. A vadei chayav mezuzah. Let's say. We'll get to that problem. Let's say it's less than 4x4 with color days. Make it even less than 4x4, wall to wall, less than 4x4. What exactly do you do? So, Lalok among the places they discuss four options. Four options. One thing they want time to do, Kiregir, and it seems very clear that way. And other places say, Kiregir says it's like Akir. So, it's ear. Which way do you, therefore, what is it? You're walking from this walking closet outside into the other room. If you're Machai, you're using the bedroom. You're Machai, inside the bedroom. Therefore, it says the Binyan scene, where she put the mezuzah? Put the mezuzah on the right, going to the big room. Not going to the walk-in closet. The mezuzah, going to the walk-in closet, be on the left. But going out of the walk-in closet, into the big room, you put it on the right. The chi mezuzah, it's on the right, going into the big room. Maestro said, that's the meaning of Nebrak. Second thought, the Kodachim would kneel, walk-in closet, passions is called the Vashtamshis by itself. It's mechayiv inside itself. Mechayiv inside itself. Put the chamud meal. The room itself is mechayiv. Where should you put the mezuzah? On the right side, going into the room. And the other chesha eifot said you should put it in on the right side, going into the room. And said the chesha eifot that's a minig ha'olam, which put me to the minig of England, at least the post office. In England, that's what they do. And Dain Fisher said it's minig Yerushalayim. That's what they do. They put it in the walk-in closet, going on the right. They have minig Nebrak going out into the going to the right of the big room. Minig Yerushalayim is going on the right into the walk-in closet. A third shita. Those who argue on both of them, for example, Rashi, or for example, Moshe Tainus, the halacha is you should put it nowhere, not Mechayiv Mezuzah at all. And therefore, Moshe, going down to Zichron Shoshana, Ha'ot, these Tainus, that was a minig in Europe that way. A minig in Europe, they're not putting, not going in the left of the walking closet, not the right of the walking closet, not Mechayiv in either side. Because not the halacha is not like a Kiv'Eger, the halacha is not because of the Shtamshus, neither one's correct. And their kashas of both of them, mice none of the Rishonim or the place can go down to the concept at all until they came along, and therefore the minig Europe was neither one. No, that's Beisha, that's a different case. Right, before the three cases over here, I'm not putting the two together. Else we have a kashas, obviously. Right. A fourth option, they want to make now from Amshik, we discussed it, and T and others, they're really discussing different cases, and an option is to have two mezuzahs, maybe Kiregir, maybe Hamud and Biel. Maybe neither, maybe both, who exactly knows. Therefore, put up two mezuzahs, and they tie into the ark three motels you walk into. You'll see when they go to the mapes, they have two mezuzahs, or to the walk closet, they have two mezuzahs. We'll get exactly why. But there are those that tie up two. Why the mice itself to rise to the chumro, the mice have to be fancy. Now, that hook of two, very really you see, again, the places do discuss it, they didn't get involved in the sugi about places, the mapes, and all this, and they snap out places, inside the chumro. That you really easy to see. Mice, what you do see, you see three different options. And those who, I know, people have walk-in closets with no mezuzah. I know those that have on the right side, I know those that have on the left side. Machlokes, which one is correct? Any idea? My sister, step with two, you have to ask your rabbi, boil with the sugi yourself, well, and come out from a fear yourself. The only shall is, my sister, if you go like Minig Yerushalayim or Minig of Europe to go into the right, it's very simple. The problem is, if you do like the Minig Nebrak, you're going to go going to the big room, you have to really know how to judge 4x4. You have to really have to discuss three questions now. If you go like Minig Yerushalayim, it's very simple. You go into the walk-in closet. Minig Nebrak, you go into the big room. The mice said, do you count the shelf space? Don't count the shelf space. If you don't count the shelf space, it'd be 4x4, then you have to go in, not going out. Because it'd be 4x4 by itself. If it's 4x4, the color data is you'll have to put it to go into the room. So Nebrak, you really have to answer, in Minig Nebrak, you have to answer three questions. You'll have to answer, first of all, do you count shelf space or not? One. Number two, you have to know if you count, if you do Kerevea or not Kerevea. It could be it's by the Shetach you'll have. However, you won't have it squared. And third thing, you have to know what the size of the Haman is. Is it 6 feet, 7 feet, 8 feet, rough, rough, bad, rough, and you always, maybe the tzach of tzach fake is to go like the Chumur Daniel. You can't design. You have to know exactly the name of it. If you go like Yishlaim, Shalom Yisrael, these questions don't apply. Anyway, it's called Yishlaim Shai. It goes in. But to have name of it, you'll have to answer, passing all three shalas, which is Numa's closets are very close, and you have to know exactly how to decide this question. It's very hard to decide this question. What? What the hell is it? Yeah. We'll have to ten bottles. I know. I'm just telling you about everything yourself that's vinegar shalim.
Why didn't you have these
shtreikers? You'll have these shtreikers only in the kibbeger because he holds you switch because it's a side. What do you mean? Yeah, both kibbeger. So according to the kibbeger, you'll have to know. We ask do they count shelf space or not? When kibbeger, if you do count it, you'll have to switch. So if, let's say, let's 4x4 without the shelf space. Is 4x4 with the shelf space? So you'll have to switch mezuzos. You have to switch sides. According to kibbeger, you have to answer, do you count the shelf space or not? Because he's switching sides of mezuzos, going to the room or out of the room. According to Kamudin, you have a switching. My bubble is. Yeah, I think so. It looks that way. I didn't measure if it's a big room. It is that way. The count shelf space, I think it is. And also, God, I think it's clear that it's not once the way it is, the way it's not. I think God is very close. Too much sense is that way, I think.
But
also, you have no 6 feet or 8 feet or whatever it is, that's the meters.
Say you have 2 doors to your
room. 3.3 meters or 3 meters. That's the cool thing to share. If those who say Chaim knows, the Yerushalayim can say those who disagree that not the Yerushalayim.
Doesn't matter if you have one door, two doors going to your walk-in
closet. Should make a
difference. Either you're both going
one way or the other way. Yeah, should make a difference. Might be another chief guy. My sister has no doors on this. Maybe it's not completely set. No doors. That's something else.
You put together like 6 figures. Whatever.
You have to look close. Check figures and compute. But that's a very simple case, which very common walk closet. But looking at a place, you can get you really have 4 options. You have to machria if you can. But now to other cases, not upon this. Let's take in any yeshiva. Sometimes there are small offices. You look in the main building. There's a team there. There are small offices. Small offices in the ma'aser. The or not. So basically, we have 3 questions discussed. We have 3 chumras over here. Mitab beishavad, not beishavad, not mukoyim. Mitzad Chosvah Steph Shvishu, the Chambo Engineer, we have to pray for it. Passion is a small office, and the only reason why they're small, they won't build that way. Because that's the space they had, and that's when they want to be bigger. It's the way how they made it, they have a small secretary, one person with their own computer, or two computers, whatever they have there. But that's when that Chura, and after Leif and the other, that's how the way things will be built. Chura won't be Nichol Chosvah Steph Shvishu, nearly. Because even though the way how they're using it, has their assumptions, but they would not want that way, no one builds that way, that's not a way of building things. The only thing you left with a small office, you left with kiveger. That's kiveger for any small office, for where you have to put the mezuzah? Going from, out from the office, into the hallway. So even before you even stand, the hallway might be 16 carry about, but also in other rooms. Who are any small office machine is here, who have to put the mezuzah, again, on the way going out of the office, but again, you have to know how to count the office. Count the cabinet space or not, is it 1.95 meters? You have to know exactly which year to go with. You have to know these questions, how to ask it. However, quickly, they have a choice by a small office who put a mezuzah going out into the hallway.
Why
is it not going to go into the that's how people build it. No one built that way. She just mere. The reason why she's there in the tea, I was the dormitory over there. First of all, was built. We'll discuss this on how it was built. That was not how it was made to be. They have mezuzah on the right side. I'm not sure why. Nonetheless.
Let's take the courtroom.
Before the courtroom, you can look at it. How exactly look at that courtroom? I think that's one big room. It's not 4 rooms. The courtroom, I assume everyone else, is mirror to go in the main building. To the right, there are 4 sections to go in. There's no floor there. You can take a post. You can duck underneath. I think it's 4. I think it's one big room. that the etzem has four doors going there. There's one room, four doors, the bottom 4x4, a lot you put on, they put on the correct side, the right side. I have no problem with it. They put it straight up, not sideways, then no option. You say it 100%, except the last one is sideways. Otherwise, they put it... What? Yes, yes, there's no way of doing it. Right, except for one of them. What? The four mezuzahs.
There's no four doors.
They have the two setups. Yeah, every single one. Yeah, every single one. Only that. Before they put up the wood there, they had just metal there, and they put up the wood. They mamish made it to the sewer. They mamish made the doorways. Looks like that.
You're coming from the other side. Who won't be doing
it? No. It's clear that's a separate entity. It's clear, thicker, the coat room. That's hanging space. The coat. That's the coat room.
Not
climb. It's, everyone knows. When the coat's not there, it's clear it's one room. Right? You take away when the summer. It's clear it's one big room, except the other things hanging there. It's not nearly the end of the day of them. It's clear, again, take away all the codes. Summer, or they clean up everywhere, whatever they find, put up. It's one big room. Next, let's take, now, negative realm. Now, I think I finally figured out what's going on with negative realm. Now, basically, you walk in, again, everyone learns there. There are three doors there. Let's take first the one to the water fountain. The one to the water fountain, where the sink is, there are two bathrooms on the last door. Now what exactly is that? Bechura is a beishar. Bechura, if it's a beishar, it's beishar to the bathroom. Bechura won't be chayv mezuzah. Now better, not bechayv mezuzah, it's not that. Now to mokh mechiv. Is it chosim kashmishoy? Now the way how nearly, yes, arguing the point, true there might be a water fountain, but they stooped to the water fountain. The place where they put up the toilet paper, also they just stooped it in. I don't think it was made for that. To wash your hands there is Hashem only washing into the bathroom, is not for davening. The other one maybe is more for davening. This one over there, they made just the Beit HaKisei. This mitzad chodim tashmisha in and of itself, first of all, not chodim tashmisha, is the Beisha, the Beit HaKisei. The washing hands is mitzad Beisha Kisei. The water fountain they stuffed in, and I think that's not the chodim tashmisha. Clearly, that's what it looks like to me. The only thing left with it is now making the avir. Making an avir, which the mitzvah to be on the left side where it is right now. This is before why they put the mezuzah over there to the left side. Why? Because you don't have the two chamud meals. Only thing left is kiveger. Kiveger, which you put on the left side, going out of the where the water fountain is. Gvaldik. Fine. Which is basically the right side. That's where it is. That's one room. Let's take down the second room. We have two sinks over there, according to two sides and two bathrooms. What exactly is that? So first, is the beishar? I want to mention last time, of course, the beishar, the beishar. You say, course, not people chuyiv in mezuzah at all. Called the kolodei, it's ma'isa tina lo ograv alecha tainis. If the ikid hashmisha is from the Beis HaKisei, and lo amiyat hashmisha is washing it for davening, he says all they have put up from mezuzah. Ayu Moshe is not the way you want to say his name. Mr. Moshe, fine. But ma'isa he says chuyiv mezuzah. Ma'isa they have mezuzah. Now, what is that exactly? It is a Beis Shar to the Beis HaKisei. Before it's less than 4x4. It's not mechuyiv. It's not itself. However, the chuyiv hashmisha. If you say the Torah Ogav Alecha is made also for davening, well, it is called with Tishmishi. If they would make things there, two washing hands for davening, that's how they would make it. Before that is a ghetto for the Tishmishi. Before the Tishmishi would deal, you wouldn't be claiming mezuzah going in. Why would you claim mezuzah for going out? Sounds like what they passed over there, they said Chamud Neil versus Kivega, they passed it Chamud Neil. That's why the two doors seem to have opposite. What? Yeah, why can they before no chamud in other case, no chosen tashmishai. Either mitzad the single is only to the base like you say not for davening, or it's b'etzem they only by default the way it's built used to be an outside, they closed it off, they stuffed in a water fountain and they stuffed in over there metal thing. What? Yeah, there wasn't made for that. They just found a place, they stuffed in, but that's not how you build things. That's chosen tashmishai means if you make it, you make it that way. The sink on the left with a double sink. It's washing the bathroom, not the davening. If they only need the davening, they would not have that there. They only build the bathroom.
If the water fountain is out there, then everything's coming in.
The water fountain is out there. I'm saying the other side is not out there.
So you have to come into the
We'll get to the third door. First, the two sides. Two sides.
First,
we're talking about one side door, and core, you don't have the chamudim. Only have the kivegar. The other side door, you have the chamudim, therefore they went to the right. Now, I would not put them into the way I put them further more, but that's something else.
The one by the
wall fountain. Yeah.
Beishar
for Beishar. Beishar
to
who? No, it's not. Now let's get to the middle room. Fine. That's why the two rooms have two opposite mezuzahs. Nearly, I think it has a floor to it. And you have to look at it. I looked at it again this morning. I stood there. Looked at it. Look at it. You'll see.
Which one?
The double? Because the mice said they need a place for Dami to wash their hands.
You said last time, not before, that it's not...
It's Ikka the base by the bathroom. So the Ogre, I tell you what they thought. The Ogre by Lepa holds, even though it's Ikka the bathroom, fully approached the Sukkah. The Pesach Rambam says not that way. They're holding, must be the holding of Ogre by Lepa. Mostly they're holding. That they were not filled up for at all for davening. And don't forget, look at davening mitzvah. Everyone goes to the left, close to convenient. Agave is one last place, so go to the other one. But not, that whole thing is made after the base of Gisei. They filled up the base of Gisei, it's made for the base of Gisei. It's the only thing it was made for. They were not filled up that way also. Too small. So that was just made for beautiful base of Gisei. And the worst time is they didn't have place for
it.
To one of them, that one would be a Beishad, 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 the other one would be Mkoyim. Tabs Kira Eger, also, the floor is to be on the outside. So it comes out before that, the front door, also, the floor would come out, Makoyim would come in the Kira Eger. Tabs Kira Eger should be going to the Beit Medrash. Point to the Kumudin, which would be a Beishad to Beishad on the left, and a Beishad to nothing on the right. Therefore, have again, Yeshiva Pas Kumudin versus Kira Eger. Therefore, the first two Muslims are on the right, the one going in is on the right, the one going to the left or the right, the one going further back. The only thing you have left is Kiregu. They went to the left side. For that reason, that's why they built everything that way. That's cool. Right, and therefore the purple is on the right. Now the front door. Right, the front door now is the base shadow of the place in Kiregu Mizuru. Therefore they put that there, they're on the right. Sad that. It's sad, but according to Kiregu, it's the wrong side, it's been oversized. So that means it comes out the front door and
goes
to
the clouds.
Must be on the other side, right. So it came out, they passed the Mudeva, Kivega, Mudeva, and they all win. Except when you'll have it, you'll Kivega, plain and simple. That's what they did. Of course, that's why the Muslims don't let off, because they win. When they win, you have nothing left, you'll Kivega.
On the
outside
door,
you have
a relationship.
No, that'd be a Beishat Mokhim. Why? It's agreed, because it's going to Mokhim that's Mokhim. According to Moshe, the inside, neither way you won't be Mokhoyim on the inside. According to Moshe, you're not, according to the way it's Tukhe Shom, you're not Moshe, you're not Mokhoyim on the inside. Yeah, because if you go... No, according to Moshe, neither one. According to Moshe, it's both indoors, not Mokhoyim. According to Moshe, it'll come out, neither all three. According to Moshe, all three will go out from Mokhoyim. The inside one, the base has opened to the thing to the Ha Mokhoyim. He's... he didn't hear it, they did. Only. It's a place, it's like Aver to an Aver. Kind of Giveger, where should you put on? You should put on...
It's not his case. His case is when you have a small room going to the bigger room.
Yeah.
Here, you don't have a small room going to the Adad.
And that self should be, and make that into Avir. Make that into Avir. Make everyone into Avir. Why? So both of, what happened in the small to a big room? What is Kivagir? Which one do you make into Avir?
The big room. I mean, that one's small. But
the middle one or the first small room or the second small room?
Okay, according to Kivagir, you make two rooms going into a big room, you put two.
Small room, small room, big room, yeah. But you put on both, you probably need there, put on one.
What
did
you put
on the That's the schedule.
No, but if
there was no asking, they said small room
going to...
They are, except when you
have a community again. If there was small room going to small room...
That's what I'm saying, small, small, big. What's the
no,
problem?
No,
it's
not
small, small. They don't want to put up two moves in the room. They don't want to put up two, right? It doesn't look as good. But, no, that's the best. They're passing the Kiregu when you don't have a community all against it.
But the
family
is
new,
the spirit of Kiregu.
No, I'm not the CEO. It could be in the hierarchy, which one. According to them, the Beishah is Mechuyah, right? Beishah is Mechuyah, see, now according to Kiregi, the study is yet at a small room going to a room that's Mechuyah Mezuzah. This is Mechuyah, that's Beishah.
You're saying
that Kiregi
is a small room going to Beishah?
What the Lachabi? Small room going to Beishah. It's like Abia, Beishah is Mechuyah. It's basically smaller than going to a Beis Shara.
Even though it's not smaller, no.
Yeah, but the Beis Shara is mufli. If the Kibbeh agrees to the meal, which of course it does, if he does, then the Beis Shara going to put the mezuzah. It's like Beis Shara to another. The first mezuzah you'll have a Beis Shara going to the Sar, which is more than yeah. Beis Shara is mechuyev because that is a tuffle to the thing that's going into that mechuyev. If it's going to something that's mechuyev, which distinct the chazal tash mishay, Beis Shara is mechuyev because that thing is chazal tash mishay. But this is one other case we have to discuss, and we have to get back to, is the case of a porch. A porch will have a whole separate halacha because the porch has no roof to it, which and therefore the shallow is which way to put the mezuzah, among the place, and the Yerushalayim, and the Gnei Brak. That's the only thing to get involved would be a taz laid on the Reish Pei Tet, which is a taz discusses the point blank which way to put it off, and from Maril, and the place can discuss, but we have to get back to the case of a porch, which will leave it out of it. The separate halacha case of a porch has no thick roof. Pesach Sheirut. Now, if you want to get back to Pesach Sheirut, what's halacha laundry room? The Pesach also discuss where exactly you put the mezuzah. If it's more than 4x4, then how about you put it on outside the bathroom going to Pesach Sheirut? If it's less than 4x4, so that those, the reason why the laundry room will have it, also the same reason, the Pesach Mu'ud Neil, the Pesach is going into the Pesach Sheirut. If you keep the egg, where are you putting the mezuzah? Going to the bathroom, you'll see him inside the bathroom.
I thought I was just down the regular.
But the coin to Mu'ud Neil, the room itself isn't for you. So that's the also is going from the back to, you put on the right going into the Pesach Sheirut. You, according to your case, the reason that there's a problem to say the Pesach Sheirut, but off the bathroom, less than 1x4 makes it easier to pass from the Zozo. Because according to Kivagi, where would you put it? You put it going into the bathroom, so that's not the point inside the bathroom. So therefore, Pesach Sheirut, less than 4x4, makes it easier to remaster it.
In the bathroom,
No, if I can say a bathroom cannot be a Beishak, you know the self is a Nara, it's Habe, and therefore the self is Potter. The Kamba other team wants to say you should put up a Mezuzah, but the person is screwing it, they're like that. Another case, also discussed over here, what about a walk-in refrigerator? They discussed a walk-in freezer, what's Aloha, because Etzem, let's say it's the case of more than 4x4 or less than 4x4, you really have two different cases. If it's more than 4x4, now those stand on the path to it, because that way to live in, that would be something that's the way to live in. I'll say, what do you mean it's the way to live in? Disconnect the plug. They go live inside, no problem.
This is Maksan.
Oh, the same thing they discussed, and the Raya to the Ogre Balach, Maksan with no window. You can't live in it. Maisa, if you can't live in it, right, you can put up a window, or you can have a room, or you can put in the vents. By Maksan with the refrigerator. Therefore, in case of a walk-in refrigerator, there's always one that says, Mokhuy, it's not worse than Maksan, that you yourself can live in, but use a Chosin Tashmisha, or you can't choose to live in by pulling up a plug. The Moshe living down the hole is very better than Chakiyaski, Ogre Balach. Actually, those one time aside, less than 4x4, aside, more than 4x4, but Etzem, it has to be, you saw in the gate, the bias. Not a place, no heck of a, you say the bias. Therefore, those who want to pass it, the Skirel, the place can exactly how you look at it. And then you have a buzz with the house between the refrigerator and the freezer. The refrigerator can live in, the freezer can't. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but fine. Both of them can put on lab coats, so LMI
freezer is LMI.
You can't live in a refrigerator without any coats. You only have to put on the coats, right? So put on one coat, one tank coat. There's no air in the refrigerator or freezer. No, so put in a vent. What's going to do about a warm refrigerator? Who's in the gear? All of us don't have it at home, but all yeshivas, all camps have that. Now, I got also one yeshiva that had a mezuzah there. Others, I don't know, I have to really look around. Of course, you have now exactly where to put it. Also, there's no real through the path that you have to put it in front. But again, exactly where to put it if you put it on the refrigerator. Mind that every camp and every yeshiva has a shadow if they should put up a mezuzah. No, you can't put it in the doorpost. The jam is just well that has the air tight. Yeah, drill it in, put it in. Make sure it's airtight. You can never put up the cold. I didn't chop it off. I also, you get cold, I might read the letters and my break it. Make sure it's insulated well. Fine. Fine, that's Sufi Gimel. Sufi Dalet in the case of a tikkul. A tikkul means basically you have to have a roof or not. Basically, Macholik Shana the Gemara, had a little Gemara by Shkipi, the Gemara from Gimel by Zimnokas. Macholik Shushayim, the Taishas over there, the Mordechai, the Biri says, without a roof, you have to have a mezuzah and the Ikkarai is Pachot. So, what does it mean? Does the room have to have a
mezuzah? Can you look?
Yeah, well, because we hold yes. We're now going from Zuki, right? My point is, if you're looking at it, it's a win. Elevator, we'll get to when you, really, when you look at the case of Aruba, Aruba is going to be the case of elevator. So you should, when you look at Aruba, analyze it, see what the site is, and then discuss the case of Aruba. No, we'll get to it as far as we know the next time, if hopefully. But again, you need a roof, don't need a roof. Maisa, come along, patient says you do not, even with a roof, you can mukhoye, why is it? Why is it mukhoye? Like, most of the shari chot shichai, if chot is not a roof, then you can have some other roof. I thought, Hashem, the Rambam says one of the 10th time you need is you have to have a roof. So, my point is showing them, patient was the Rambam, but he says, bring it down. The halach of the patient came along and say, we pass in a bayis in like tikkur as potter. Bayis, or rather, we hold not like patient, not like Rambam, because then I have to have a roof. Now, and the person would say, don't put off the push at all, we hold that a bite has to have a ticker, has to have a roof. The shallow is, what is he saying over here? What's the reason over here? There are two different reasons, numerous enough reasons, what the reasons are. What is the reason why a bite without a roof is potter? The Adit Kasha gets placed in Israel, it can't be. A chotter without a roof is chayyim. So what's the chalab between a chotter between a bite? Come on the base, they say, and he brings up two reasons. One is the Rosh and one is the Beit HaMelayah. The Rosh says the reason, you know why? Because the bias without a roof is not considered a bias. That causes the tashmishoy. The same you saw the chumud when he brought a riot to his riot was from the rush. This rush, the rush is saying a bias on a roof. It's not a bias. No, it's saying that can tell a person a house without a roof. It's not a house. That can live in a house without a roof. It's not a house. Mashenkin, a chotzer without a roof is a chotzer. So the study of a tikkur is not understand that's what you need from a zozo. A tikkur needs to make it to what you need, what causes the tashmishoy. A chotzer without a roof is a chotzer. A bias without a roof is not considered a bias. But if another says differently, if another says he's starting over here, is because the etzem of chotzer should be part of the roof. Except the case of the chotzer opens up into a bias. Since the chotzer is going into a bias, so Shari Iwas is going into a bias. Since they're going to a bias, the bias of Mechoyev is the Mechayev of the chotzer also. But the Mechayev is the bias. If you have a chotzer that's not open up to a bias, it won't be Mechoyev. For two different reasons, the base relationship. Either means that in and of itself is causing that to be Shari. Or why? Because it opens up to something else. It really sounds like the two swaths of Chamud Neil. Chamud Neil says Beishar opening up to something else, which this is really the main Menayach. Or it says Chamud Tashmisha, which is the Rosh. So really Chamud Neil looks up inside, being down, these are the two reasons. But it comes out that two separate reasons over here to Mechayev by Chotzer. And Nakamina, when you only have one of the reasons. For example, let's say you have a Chotzer. Let's not open up to a house. You have a backyard. It opens up not to a house. Some you have a Chotzer somewhere, Mechayev, but not. According to the Rosh, you'll be Mechayev. It's Chamud Tashmisha. The loch of the Pashkin goes, the ik is like the Rosh. The ik is like the Rosh, and therefore even the Rosh, they say, therefore any chotzer, in and of itself, might suppose that we should get put up in the zuzo. The second case is like that. Let's say you have a bayis, and the derech is not to have a roof to it. Mechoyif for the not. Let's say you have a house, and the derech is not to have a roof. Certain chalak in the house might be that way. Either you have a room upstairs without a roof, maybe you want to sometime, you take away the roof, mechoyif for it, not mechoyif for it. According to the Rosh, the might say mechoyif, that's the derech, that's the transmission. Benayah could be potter for it. A third afternoon, they say, is let's say you have a which side to put the mezuzah also. Which side should you put it? According to Benayah, which side should you put the mezuzah? According to Benayah, the old Machayev Ken Zayin, that's what is the mitzvah of the house, Shaboy, according to the mitzvah of the house. Therefore, where should you put the mezuzah going to the house? According to the Rosh, what the Machayev is the chotzer, maybe put the chotzer. Ken Zayin, again, the case of a porch, you want to get the race pay test, not Mukhaf, that person is Greek, not Polyzev is there. Maisa could be that's not Kamino, again, we'll have to get back to the house. What's the case of a porch, which way to put a mezuzah? And a fourth not Kamino is, let's say you have a house that is Chayim mezuzah, that opens up the house that has no roof to it. So, again, you have a house that has no roof, a house that does have a roof. Not the Ben of Noya, a queen, a Chiv, not the Ben of Noya, but the Rosh should be Potter. Those are the four not Kaminos. What? With the Rosh, the place can only be down as far as the Rosh Vikram. I didn't say anyone say not to make a Rosh, otherwise. The Rosh is brought down by the Goyen Yaakov, the Tanah, the Rosh. Everyone being down this far, they don't seem to be dealing with the Ben of Noya. They seem to drop it on the side.
Hey, but you have a Rosh Vikram.
Shulchan Aruch does nothing. Doesn't say it anyway.
He does.
says the Baal Shem Tov to a potter.
Right, but they don't bring that
to us. He doesn't, but the Maestro of the Pesach, those who do explain, those who do say that the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch, they go. No one seems to say that. No. It can't be, but I didn't see anyone be close to Ben Noyah. It can't be. The case they discussed, what happens, sometimes people have houses that can take away the roof and put it back on, and probably the person bring down, and they're pushing, but the Shkai, for example, says that if you take away the roof and put it back, or you'd be sad the rush to be potent when you put it back, you'd be putting for it. And if the push takes the roof and put it back, basically you have a case of yeah, so we discussed this question. Is it Machlokes the Pesach, we have a question, not Machlokes for it. Same thing as Kasi, you have awning sticking out, awning not sticking out. Anyway, according to the Rashi Machlokes, either way, but those are all because the Mechot usually. Growing up the mouth of the Beit HaMinayach, it could be the Machai, the switches and changes. So if you go like the Rashi, the awning won't make a difference. You take it in or out, because that's their Chalim of the Rashi Mishra anyway. The only challenge is what defines the getter of a roof. A roof, what does it have to be? An example, a sukkah is actually, a schach is actually a roof next to the roof. I say it rains in, but it keeps up its tail. But it keeps up its form. It's actually the roof or not. The Sheva Levi says it is to the roof, and therefore the Chaim is in the spot inside itself. Therefore, you have a sucker standing by itself, not connected to anything, you're putting for it. My Sevik Shmaat says it's a getter like it has no tickle, therefore, you'll tell off of me, not putting in the Zuzo. Shalom, what defines roof? Not really, not the gate too much. Most people have regular roofs. But you have a roof that's really like a sucker type roof, shall be putting in the Zuzo or not. Yeah, but if it's not built in, if it's not clear, it's not clear, so that's about it. Also, anyway, if you leave up all summer, before, if it goes in the house of the Rosh, it won't make a difference. Because the Chazal Tashmish either way. So every time is open for you. The only question is when it's not Chazal Tashmish. Like, anyway, you come to the Rosh, right? You took it off Chazal Tashmish, but not Chazal Tashmish. So it makes no difference. You have a root on a roof. But it's not a thing, might not be shadow.
You
have to change the size and do the fuse. When that's kind of small for the case of the doors, need doors or not. Maestro, there's my whole showing them also based upon tomorrow. The Rambam says without a door, Maestro, he potter. And there's Ben Avram, and it's not being done, explains what he's saying. There's a kind of theory. Now, the showing in the most place, the host of the Raven, the Rosh, so you can put it without the Galpas. Therefore, come over the Machabra and bring down two different cheetahs. You need a door. Don't need a door, bring down the Yesh, put it with potter. Maestro, come over the Shaka and all the places. So you have to place your both cheetahs by doors. Therefore, as they say, for example, if you're going to plan to put up a door, make sure to put up the door first, then put up the mezuzah. If you put up the mezuzah first, you have a problem with Atzim. I mean, also, after the Shani, let's say, don't plan to put up doors, the Maestro put up the mezuzah. Why? Because the Shani holds the mezuzah. But only if you take down the doors and you put it back up, you might get involved with Shadow, but with a place, if it's Nifl Mishash of Tassel of Lemon also. For example, I have my porch, sometimes I take away my doors and I put them back. If I take them off and put them back, before I have the shallow tops of them also, and that level sort of this true, but my point of person wants to do in that case. Now, the size of a door, I can say that first will have to be at least 10 foot high.
You take them out for one night,
I'll give you an example. Where it's in the ghetto. Example, people, some of them have the steps. They might have a choice to pass up, and they don't want the kid to go down. They put these folding doors, they put them in. You put a door there, that could be 10 foot high. This is Machayi yourself. Now to mezuzah mitzvah the Rambam sheet on. What? That's it. You have a tzura there. Let's say you have a tzura there. Not you don't have a tzura. If you have a tzura pesach there, you just mechayy yourself. You can hold that passive blood and also then you take it away. You just pass it yourself. If you take, you put it there for when the kids put it there for the age between a year to 2 years, right? Just put it there for a year and then you take it away. You get involved with shiloh. Every time it's about money. Machlokes, we don't. That's the machlokes. Machab brings down to me. There's no door. The Rambam says one time it's going to be a door. You pass it. So it depends by itself. The Rambam says you pass it. That means you put up a door there. You just machab yourself. That means the mezuzah is going to be tassel void and off. You just you have a chiyah mezuzah. Mamash put the Rambam. You did nothing correct. Therefore, you anyone who
can
take it off, can then get a pistol tube, take it off and put it back. When the next kid comes over, 2 years later, you put back the door, also you got to get a problem all over again.
And then you take it off and it's
no shadow. No, take it off, no shadow. The problem is when you put it back. Yeah, but either you put it off or put it.
Take off the same
shadow? Who will be the same shadow? Now, what's the difference in the case of a door to Machayev you? The different cases, first of all, any folding door that closes, that is very simple, and that is the difference in the case of a door. Any and he's sliding the nichol in case of a door, a curtain in nichol in case of a door, what's safe within the body?
No, what's safe within the body?
Yeah. Don't say this. The Chaim says seven poros yet. Now, I read the words don't say belong. They said other words. I don't know what those words mean. Now, the story was, no machlokes, they're discussing different cases when they discuss belong. Some discuss belong, just hang there and the wind blows, it's meaningless. Some discuss belong that you can tie down. Therefore, the poros, those are saying belong, you can tie down. In the Swam, they have different, some they push Chaim, some they push butter, and the big number, they're not Raman Ramam, they're not Raman. But you have to know that this case is tied down, not tied down. What's the case over there? Over Balacha says it depends on tied down, not tied down. Fine. Those are in the game also the door. The if you're dying to the chest, chain legs, but we'll start getting to that. Basically, the cloud, you need a door to be a place where you see a bachos, a place to go in and go out. For example, we're discussing until now walk-in closets. Every closet, I walk in my house, I have a closet on my side, I hang up my jacket. That door, I have a door, I have a suicide pass, I close it, I open it, sometimes it's really closed. But if I close it, open it, so would I put my hand in, take it out, take my hat out, I take things out of it. Huh. Does it mean that the place that I go in, or the fact that I put my hand in? Like it's hard in the closet, yeah, fine. They have a hard in the box also, so I'm just kidding about it. They have the washing machine also, no fee for that. Fine. So, the mice come on the place that clearly, you see that closet means a place for you to go in and out. The fact that you put your hand in, certainly we mentioned before, you need at least an ammo or to walk inside. It's a place not made to go in at all, but an ammo for you. This is my parents' house, they have a little small area to go in, without an ammo. They're hanging it up, and they don't go in and out. My father got those machines over there, because it's closet to shmish in the closet. And you go in about about 2 feet in to hang things up. So this is what you said. That gets before you
right.
I don't remember. I think he's on the right side.
He went
contra my shoulder, totally. Yeah, but he, my father, he's on the right. You there last, you come with me. First, my father. It was not, if it was not my own mind. So again, if you walk in, you stand there when you think, hey, things up, can I? Might say most of our closets, you just take things in and out. Cover it, by the time you see it, that's not fun. Another shadow is how long do you have to be? Let's say you only go something once in a while, if a quick mezuzah or not. Let's say you only get once. So, Uncle Balefa says once a month, not exactly sure we got once a month from. Says, even go in once a year, but might say, quick mezuzah, that's not fun, you go in once a year. Now, let's say a door is made only for Yitzhiya. Now, some of them are certain, there are two ways that have things made only for Yitzhiya. The one is not possible to do Achnosa. For example, the turntile styles by the Christ, it's not possible to go in. You can only go one out. We'll get to the separate case. The case is only made to go out. And then the case is that it is possible, except it's only made to go out, to go to any zoo, any park. These are doors are out, these are doors are in. But it can't go both ways. But it's only made to go one way. So, there are two separate questions. No, because it can be going both. You can go both ways.
Yeah,
you can unlock it and go both ways.
But
it's made for one way. No, it's not. But the one by, I know, is not.
Can't.
For example, the one when you go to your passport, it's not the thing there. You can't.
No, but they can
unlock
it.
Unlock it. But this is even now, it cannot be done. This is made for, that's what it is. All of you see. So, the maestro. The Moshe got away talking the Dino Yechalches. Yechalches seems to say about it. Potter, fine, but Moshe always do Alchemist. But the Moshe, the Pesachim from Zalman and others, Chaim, they say about it made for only Yitzhia, it'll be Potter. Why? It says Yitzhia, but it also has to be made for both. And only for Yitzhia. The Torah says, there for the Oslo, not there for the Oslo. Also, say Kolshka in the case where it's not possible to go in with the turn, so it'll about it be Potter. The only shaila here is what you say to the heter. The heter is why can there be also? What you say to the heter is to be a doorway needs to be a bachnoso. What's nafkamina? Only to go in. That'll be the nafkamina. Now the problem with Lashonis is hard to deny. The only one I saw discuss it is the Ogre Balecha, who came out about a month ago. Before, and no one's really discussing the aspect. What happens is it only goes in. Before, he himself writes the support depends upon the Lashonis, how they describe the reason why it's Potter. If the reason why it's Potter is not there for the Oslo, he'll be before you. If the reason it's Potter, it's not the shame of the door, like Gemara and Baina, has to be a Tia Vachnosa, be shame Pesach, it cannot be not shame Pesach. It could be, depends how they say the Heter is.
Maybe the Heter is going in, they're
in the street. No, that's good. This is the...
Yeah.
Now, metal detector is not high.
A third case is, let's say,
about metal detector.
Let's say it's a fire ant flying.
No, that's the normal door. It's going down. That'll be later on. It's impossible. In a door that is made to go out, but sometimes it goes in. That's my Shiloh. Exactly how do you look at it? But essence, you see, look at the door, you see, but sometimes it goes in. What? Metal detector is not made to be a doorway, just a way of putting everything around you, surrounding you, for more
metal
detector. A metal detector is not made to be a Pesach. It's not made to be a doorway, it's a way to check you. It's a way of checking you. It's a Chazik Tikva, it's not made to be a
doorway.
No, the way, the always the way is around, always things around
it. It's not
a doorway to a room.
It's
movable. But just one last case, what about the case of the emergency exit? Now, I think emergency exit is a different case. Because these doors are emergency exit is made never to use. Emergency exit is different on walk-off, because Essen is not made to be a Pesach, only once when there's a fire, when it's had emergencies. And that's also, there are three different cases where they discuss the emergency exit. And I'm going to not call these episodes, each one has different slots. One emergency exit is made to go in and out. For example, most things are made to go in and out by emergency. You two went out, that's all to run in. There are some that made only to go out, and then there are some that made that it is possible to go in. That it's blocked, can't go out. So there are three different cases they discuss. Now, passes on the all of them, Kura, I would assume, be Potter. Gam Yaakov Chomsky says all of them would be Mechuyev. On the one that, Yaakov Chomsky is Mechuyev in all three. Before, just like in the case of Yitzi is made to Potter, for making the possible any emergency exit, even though it's made to go in and out, my sense not made to for use. It's made only for emergencies. That's the no shame pass off. We never want to use it, never plan to use it, never hope to use it.
So
we
just want to
use it. Yeah, but it's not made for once here or ever. It's made never to use except for emergency. It's like making a hole in the wall, except for made into a door. You have a hole in the wall for emergencies. For example, a fire exit going up a window. So far, they made a fancy window. Made a big window, easy to go out. But the Essen is not made to be a doorway to go in and out. So, therefore, the one thing the Essen is possible. Sorry? Oh, so now they discuss what happens if Mikadin is the emergency exit and now they use it between the Mokhutra. However, everyone goes in and out, uses it all the time, and they shove the bomb when they open up the door, and the Potter also. Since the Shaman, he discusses this, and he brings down the Ishraq Kamneski and the Apocalypse, and the Ishraq Kamneski and the Ishraq Kamneski. Honestly, it really depends. Most hotels have this problem. They have the emergency exit. It's not supposed to be used, except the ones in there still have the Shabbos. Otherwise, not made to be used in most places in America. And in my sense, the doors always seem to be open. There's always seem to be people using it. Why? But it can't stop smoking. You have to go to hotels in America, because you can't smoke a room, you can't smoke in the hallway, you smoke, you go outside over there by the emergency exit. So, Shiloh, that's not a good Shiloh. Fine, we're holding right now, but since you test, basically there are two shallows we really to mine into. What do by elevators? What the level be? And also, what do we do by Seichel and the bias? Jack, what do we enter house? What do we put in the room inside of it?